Live from the Biltmore here at Central City Studios, this is Sports As Usual. What's going on, SAU family? How y'all doing today? We got a lot to unpack. First off, we want to say thank you to BJ Burries for hanging out with us last week. It was definitely good to introduce him to you guys. Now you can support him on his up-and-coming endeavors. He's definitely, traveling all around right now, different schools and different things like that to see if he can, take his talents to the next level. So hopefully he can find a home at a D1, D2 school, and, he could be able to continue to hone his game and, be able to take care of his family at some point. We finally have some contact info for you guys. I've received a couple messages about contacting me on social media lately. So with the help of my guy, Mr. Jeff Rich, you can now find me on Instagram as well as Facebook. All you have to do is just search for Sports As Usual, and there I will be. I will accept and friend request everyone back who does add me. I will answer any questions or comments that you have for me personally as well. Also, here at Central City Radio, we are actively looking for sponsors. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, tell another friend, reach out. My guy Julian, he's the producer here. He's one of the best in the business. We really have a team here at Central City Radio. My co-producer Jeff is great at what he does. And we are definitely all committed here for sure. So if you want to support the show, give us a call and we'll do everything possible to create an ironclad relationship that will last for some years. So let's definitely get that done. All right, SAU family, let's turn up. Smiley face emoji of the day up next.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
It's Sports As Usual, talking about the who's who. We watching live games, trying to see what you're going to do. It's Sports As Usual, talking about the who's who. We watching live games, trying to see what you're going to do. Sports As Usual.
Know what time it is. Let's get to it. Smiling face emoji of the day. Drum roll, please. I know my co-producer Jeff right now is about to get hype. It's all good though. So, smiling face emoji of the day goes to the 2021-2022 Phoenix Suns. Wow. 64-18, best record in the game. Will have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And there I say, it happened again. So last year, I kept saying, and I was telling everybody, okay, they got lucky, right? Making it to the finals. Kawhi was out. AD went down in the first round against them. So, it kind of cleared the path, made it a little easier. Here we are a year later, same situation, right? Like, the Lakers are done. Number 30, that baby face Curry, he hurt. We see Golden State struggling. They trying to just hold on to their spot. So when you look around, other than Memphis and Utah, I don't really see a huge threat for the Suns right now. So for that, the 2021-2022 Phoenix Suns will get our smiling face emoji of the day. Heading over to the baseball diamond. Please tell me that you guys seen what the Phillies third baseman Alec Baum mumbled the other night. I mean, you cannot be any more dumber. Like, what is wrong with people nowadays? What is the problem, Mr. Baum? So hold on, bro. You had three errors in three innings. Bro. Now, I didn't play infield. I was a center fielder. But I know one error is bad. So three back-to-back-to-back errors and back-to-back innings? Oh, no. Oh, no, man. That can't happen. And watching that last night actually gave me shades of when Chuck Knoblauch played for my Yankees back in 2000-2001. He couldn't throw. He couldn't make a throw to first base, and he was at second base. Like, and then even more alarming, right? After you made the three errors, Mr. Baum, and you got pulled from the game, you mumble, "I hate this place." Like, what? Mr. Baum, those errors are on you, sir. No fans, no teammates had anything to do with that. You can't even blame the light. The only thing that you could probably blame is the dirt from not being raked evenly enough. But then even to me, that's not sufficient enough. Please do not develop a case of the yips, Mr. Baum. What are you like in your second, third year? Because if you develop that, you never come back from that. And FYI, Mr. Baum, before you speak, smarten up. Throw your glove over your face. It will definitely make all the world a difference. If you don't know, we are definitely in a social media era. Everybody is looking at your face and trying to see what you're thinking and what you're saying. Next time, use that glove for something other than to catch a ground ball, all right? First week of the season, though, we already see some teams clicking early in the AL. The Rays, Blue Jays, and Astros are off the 3-1 records. In the NL, the Padres are 4-1, and the Rockies and Phillies are 3-1, respectively. Kind of surprising to see the Dodgers get off to such a slow start early. But, again, it's early. I don't think anyone is necessarily worried about the Dodgers at the current moment. You know, last couple of years, they made a couple of long playoff pushes. So, you know, I think they'll figure it out. You know, usually after teams make those long playoff pushes, they tend to start off on slow starts because, you know, hey, when you're playing in the playoffs and in the championship rounds every year, you know, you tend to take the regular season a little bit for granted at times. So let's just hope that the Dodgers do not do that. I think they will figure it out. My Yankees now, on the other hand, are kind of struggling right now. 2-2 early in the year. Pitching a timely hit seems to be a problem yet again. I know it's early again, so I'm not necessarily going to, you know, go in panic mode, but we need to beat the Blue Jays tonight and catch up on some rhythm. I was definitely, you know, sad when I heard the news in the NFL. I was definitely going to touch on some NFL topics tonight. But instead, I reserve those for next week. We're still in, you know, draft and offseason, so it's not that I have to talk about, you know, football right now. But I do want to leave this topic open right now and give a moment of silence and show a little bit of respect to Mr. Dwayne Haskins, who lost his life in a tragic accident on Sunday night. So for at least for the next, let's say, 15 seconds or so, let's please allow this moment of silence for Mrs. Dwayne Haskins. Mr. Haskins, please rest in peace, sir. All right. So tentatively right now, we will move on to some NBA. Let's step on the hardwood. We got an exciting night tonight. The NBA play-in tournament is kicking off as we are speaking. We got Cleveland and Brooklyn. That's a 7th, 8th place game. The winner gets Boston. Right now, 3:37 left to go in the 4th quarter. 103-93. Brooklyn is up by 10 right now. They win tonight. They get Boston. I think Brooklyn will definitely hold on. And I'm telling you, man, having Brooklyn in there as a 7th seed is dangerous. You guys do not want to see Brooklyn right now. And keep in mind, the mandate is now lifted. So that man, Uncle Drew, is in the lineup. He is playing on the road and at home. I'm telling you, Boston is dangerous right now. And in the nightcap, we got the Clippers in Minnesota. That's also a 7th, 8th place game. The winner gets Memphis. That's going to be a tough one right now. You know, Memphis got a lot of young, hungry Lions. Cat has been playing insane since the All-Star game when he won the three-point shootout. You know, but the Clippers is the Clippers. I feel like the Clippers is going to do enough tonight to get over the hump. I think PG will show up, and I think he'll show off. And, you know, I think he'll have a, you know, one of those patented 35, 40-point PG nights where he takes about 25, 26 shots to get it. But I think the Clippers will do enough. Plus, again, you know, Ty Lue's coaching them. So, I think they'll draw up enough plays and, you know, get enough stops to where they'll be able to hold on. And so when we look at the Eastern Conference, I like the Sixers. I think that they beat up on We the North, the Raptors. I think they beat them in five. Make quick work of them. That Hornets-Hawks game tomorrow, though, oh, that's going to be one of those ones. That play-in game tomorrow is going to be electric. Like, I know the Hawks took out my Knicks last year and, you know, made it to the second round. But if they're not careful, I mean, the Hornets could take them out. LaMelo has been playing good. You know, Miles Bridges is down there. You know, he's nothing shabby. He's going to come to show up every night. You know, the Hornets are a deep team, man. If Trae Young does not come show up tomorrow and we get that ice tray, I think they may be in some trouble by early fourth quarter. That Bulls and Bucks series is kicking off. That's going to be a battle of skill and wit. I feel like that should not be a first-round series. It's kind of crazy that we get that in the first round, right? But I love the combination of DeRozan and Zach. I think that they're going to show up this series. DeRozan is going to be a handful for Chris Middleton or Holiday if they choose to get that assignment. But again, you know, Giannis is Giannis. Who's going to come back down and stop Giannis from going to go get 35, 40, 45, you know? So, you know, it's going to definitely be a battle of skill and wits and also X's and O's, you know? I'm definitely excited. We'll see how that works out. And then, you know, just Phoenix right now is just looking real tough, you know. Chris Paul's been hurt, and they're still showing up and showing out. Devin Booker, you know, has been holding it down for him lately. Everybody stepped up from Jay Crowder to Campaign, Cam Johnson. You know, the Suns are going to be a dangerous out this year. I mean, it's going to take a lot to take the Suns out and beat them four times in, let's say, a week and a half, 2 weeks. It's going to take a lot. Utah and Dallas can take each other out, although I do lean towards Utah right now in six. I think they are the deeper team. I do believe that Rudy Gobert will have something to say, you know, in that paint. I think that Luka Doncic will definitely show up. He's going to be Luka, but I'm not sure if it will be enough. Definitely the supporting cast going to have to show up. Finney Smith is going to have to play out of his mind that series for it to work. So I'm not too sure right now, so I'm leaning Utah in six. Golden State in Denver. I love watching Jokic. I love what he's done this year. He's been holding down the fort and keeping everything afloat all year without Jamal Murray. But I still feel, you know, even without Steph, I feel Golden State could do enough offensively to squeeze out some wins while holding firm on the defensive side of the ball. One thing we know about Golden State is that they move defensively. They're always active, hands, you know, they're talking, you know, they switch a lot of things. So, you know, I definitely think they'll still continue to be formidable on the defensive side of the ball. I do believe that they will do enough offensively, especially with Steve Kerr still on that bench drawing up plays. I think they'll do enough offensively to be able to advance past Denver. And if I had to call it, I'll say Golden State in seven. Spurs Pelicans playing game tomorrow. That is going to be a goodie, and that's going to be tough. Now that CJ McCollum is there, I mean, we all know that he can take over a game. He can go into AMG mode at any time, right? So, you know, I'm sure Greg, you know, the mad scientist Popovich knows that as well. Collectively, you know, the Spurs always play good. You know, they always play hard. I feel like they win every year with, like, spitting bubble gum or something. I don't really know how they win. But me and my guys and me and my close buddies, we call it the system. The system. So, you know, as long as Greg has that system, you know, you always feel like they have a chance. I think it'll be a close game. Maybe even coming down to, you know, the final seconds, down to the wire. But I do believe that the Spurs will make enough defensive adjustments and stops down the stretch to get the W. Frank Vogel fired, right? So, like, I mean, I felt like we all knew that that was going to happen, especially after the year that they had. We all know that Frank Vogel wasn't necessarily the Lakers' first choice to start with. Of course, you know, it was rumblings of Ty Lue and others, which I do believe that moving forward, Ty Lue will be the up-and-coming coach of the Lakers, even though I do know that he is coaching the Clippers right now and they're getting ready to embark on their playoff journey. Somehow, some way, I do feel like next year Ty Lue will be, you know, moving locker rooms and going over to the Golden Purple. If it's not Ty Lue, then I would absolutely love to see Mark Jackson get his opportunity. I think Mark Jackson coaching that team next year would be epic. And I do believe we would see a different Anthony Davis as well as a LeBron James. I'm not too sure if Russell Westbrook is going to stay. There's been so much scrap metal being thrown his way. And, you know, he hasn't played the best, but I'm not sure if he stays, but he has that absorbent $43, $44 million deal that is going to be so tough to get off. You know, everybody's talking about Charlotte, but I definitely don't like that. The crazy thing is coming out in the final press interview when teams, you know, are leaving and clearing out their locker rooms yesterday. Now we're hearing allegations that Coach Vogel and Russell Westbrook weren't getting along. Like, what? Where did that come from? We didn't know anything about that. If anything, we felt like Vogel was your biggest supporter. I mean, the public was saying, hey, why don't you bench Russell Westbrook and bring him off the bench or something? You know, Vogel kept you in the lineup. So it's like, you know, I'm not sure exactly where that came from. But you know what? I don't even think we care anymore. I think it's obvious that you don't want to play in that environment. I believe this offseason, you will have a new home. I really hope that it's somewhere where you can be the focal point of the offense and play with a team that, you know, is more suitable for you at this point in your career. I'm not too sure where that is. Again, we heard about the Charlotte, but that would make no sense. They have 35 point guards. So, and LaMelo Ball is obviously the future, right? So that wouldn't work. And you would just, you know, I feel like you would hinder LaMelo Ball because you would want the ball. He needs the ball to continue to develop. It just won't work. I think, honestly, Russ, you should go back to OKC and finish your career there. I mean, we definitely don't want to see SGA and Giddey's growth stunted, right? Not by no means. We definitely like what those young two Lions are doing right now. But I do believe that would be a great fit. And I think you should think about that. So here at Sports As Usual, we want to say good luck to you, Mr. Westbrook, on your future endeavors, and we hope that you find a home. You are one of the NBA's top 75 best players in the world. So hopefully next year you can get it together and, you know, you can make a run at a title. It just won't be in L.A. Tiger Woods, y'all. Cheers. How relaxing was it to watch Tiger finally compete again? The 15-time major champion gave us a weekend to remember. Although he came up way short of placing on the leaderboards, he shot roughly an 82 over the last 2 days. So, of course, that's nothing to write home about. But we definitely appreciate the effort. We definitely appreciate the stamina that you showed. We did see you in, you know, some slight pain here and there. But for the most part, we appreciate what you gave us. I definitely cannot wait to see you on the holes again. And we do have a quote from Tiger courtesy of ESPN. You know, he didn't necessarily feel that he gave the fans what they wanted, but you know, he was excited that he was able to be out there and compete again, and it was a place that he never thought he would be again. So, you know, with that being said, definitely kudos and hand claps to Tiger for, you know, continuing to pursue what he loves to do. We all know that he was a great golfer, especially before the injuries, and we all know what he did for the game of golf. So to see him out there again and fighting for another Masters, That was second to none. Hopefully we see Tiger again soon. He says that he'll be ready to go for the Open at St. Andrews in July. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. Seeing him walk up to that 18 and seeing him getting serenaded, you know, by the crowd that was standing at the 18 hole was a sight to see. And I think that that's something that he'll remember for a long time, because I know I will. Okay, up next, we will be moving to Wants and Needs. Wants and Needs. Up next, stay tuned. This is Sports As Usual. Okay, we're back. Here are my wants and my needs. Wants and needs, wants and needs, wants and needs. All right, number one want. I want the Yankees to go and get some pitching. I don't want another year to go by and we are sitting waiting for the long ball trying to outscore everybody every game. I don't want to do that. It's sexy, yes. All the chicks love the long ball. We get that. But I do not want to see us being down in the seventh inning, 3-0, waiting to load the bases just so Aaron Judge or Stanton could come up and hit a grand slam. That's not what I want. Let's go get some pitching. Keep in mind, when we were winning and being dominant and we were the empire, we had pitching. Once the sixth inning came, our bullpen was lights out. We were playing six inning games. Let's get back to that. Number two, I want Ja Morant to go crazy. I think it's time. He was a highlight reel all season. We know what he did in the bubble. We've seen his maturation throughout the season. It's time to put it all together, Ja. I want you to get, when you get in these playoffs, I want you to go to work. You got the crew around you. Those guys is young, hungry lions. They got experience now. Ja, it is time to show up and show out, baby. Go to work, Ja. Number three, I want Kawhi Leonard somehow to get his butt back on the court and play in this playoffs. Like, man, oh man, we have been waiting and salivating to see that PG and Kawhi dynamic duo. The last we seen you guys was in the bubble. It feels like that was ages ago now. Like, we want to see what the Clips could finally do, and we want to see you guys together. We kept hearing about the defensive wings and what kind of – what and oh, man, do you know what it would look like when they decided to trap and all this other stuff? It would be Jordan and Pippen and blind, and we ain't see none of that. All we see is PG trying to, you know, keep everything afloat and you know, do one-man shows from, you know, throughout the season. But come on, Kawhi, get your butt back on the court. Man, how long you – I mean, come on, man. I don't feel what you feel, but come on. I know you ain't that hurt, Kawhi. Let's get back on the court, man. We want to see what you could do. That is my wants. Now we're going to move on to my needs. These are things that I need to happen. You guys ready? All right, let's do it. Number one, I need the Knicks to figure out what we are doing. Are we keeping Julius Randle? Are we going in on Dame Lillard? Are we going with the youth movement? Are we going to keep Coach Tibbs? I need to know these things. Us and Knick Nation, we need to know what's going on. Let me know what's going on. Although I obviously love the young guys, if we're going all in on Dame, please let me know so that I can fly to New York and help those guys pack for their trip to Portland. I want to be there. The quicker I'm there and the quicker we are all helping those guys get their stuff together for that trip to Portland, the quicker we have Dame Dollar in New York City. Let's stop playing around. Come on now. Number two, I want the Yankees to reestablish themselves again as the empire that we were. I touched on this briefly not too long ago. We have missed the playoffs each of the last three seasons. We're losing all types of steam to the Rays. Like the Rays, right? We're losing all types of steam to Baltimore Orioles. Like, we used to beat up on these teams on a regular. We got too much money, too much clout, and too much cachet
to continuously be in the cellar and play mediocre baseball in the Bronx, New York. We are the Yankees. Let's get it together, guys. Come on. What are we doing? You know how many Yankee fans is around this world? Let's go, man. Number three. I need the Arizona Cardinals to get it right. I would love to see the Cardinals be the third straight team to play in their own building. I am now a Valley resident. I have been over the last decade. As you guys know, the up-and-coming Super Bowl is where? Well, it's here in the toaster. I call it the toaster. Because from the aerial view, it looks like a toaster. I will be there at the up-and-coming Super Bowl. Hopefully, the Cardinals can play a home game. We had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play in their own building. They won a Super Bowl. Last year, this past Super Bowl, we just had the Rams play in their own building. They won a Super Bowl. This year, the Super Bowl is here in the Valley of the Sun. It would be epic. And it will be fitting if the Cardinals played in their own building this year to win the Super Bowl. Last time they was in the Super Bowl, they lost to the Steelers, and we have shades of when Larry Fitzgerald, you know, had to run and track Santonio Holmes down from getting that touchdown, and then Santonio Holmes caught that pass in the corner, right? So, you know, and then the last Super Bowl that was here, I was there a couple of years ago with the Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. That was the game where, you know, they chose to let Russell Wilson be the hero instead of giving it to Beast Mode for 2 yards, right? I was there. I have a beautiful jacket, which is actually in Suns colors, believe it or not, from that Super Bowl. One day you guys definitely will see that. But I guess what I'm saying is I want to be at the Super Bowl, and I want to see the Cardinals win it. So let's go, Arizona. Let's get right. Let's have a good offseason. Let's go get some playmakers offensively. Let's go help Kyler Murray's blind side. And let's make some noise in that NFC West. It's going to be ugly again. You know, it's going to be ugly out there. But, you know, I think you guys have the tools to do it. You had a good season this year. So let's take it to the next step. And, you know, let's make some noise so that you guys can play that home game in the toaster. All right, guys. Up next is smiling face emoji of the day. We'll be right back. This is Sports As Usual. All right, guys, without further ado, the crying face emoji of the day, drum roll, please, goes to Jeannie Buss and Mitch Kupchak. Wow, it didn't work. Now, I don't know if you guys made all the decisions or if LeGM had some output and he was able to make some things happen. But check this out. Once you guys ran Irvin Magic Johnson out the building, it was over. It was over. You cannot push Magic away. He is the mainstay of the organization. He has a statue outside of him, for God's sake. Like, I know you guys know that because you guys paid for the statue. Right? Now, Mr. Kupchak, ever since Kobe passed away, it seems like you're just losing steam. I'm not going to lie to you, man. It seems like you're losing steam. I'm not sure what's going on, but you need to really figure it out. You and Jeannie and LeBron. Do not waste LeBron's last couple of years. Bring Magic back ASAP if you definitely, definitely truly care about LeBron's last couple of years in the league. Those should not be taken for granted. If you don't remember, look how Kobe finished out his career. He never even had a chance to even sniff the finals again. Let's not let that happen again for the second time with another building block superstar. LeBron came to LA to win a championship. He did do that, yes. But he still wants to win. And he still has 2 or 3 more years left to where he can still play at a decent level. Now, I know he's talking about waiting for a son and all this and that, but right now, this is now. Lil Bronny got at least 2 or 3 more years before he can get to the league. Bronny's trying to win now. So I don't know what y'all going to do in the offseason. I don't know what y'all going to do with Russell Westbrook and Dwight Howard and everybody else and Malik Monk. But bring Malik Monk back. If you can, go see if maybe you can pick up Rondo again, because he knows the system and he'll take the ball handling out of LeBron's hands. But let's go get something that will help you guys. If you can, and if you are listening, please find a way to go and lure Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. I don't care if it is a heist in the night. I don't care. I don't care if you got to swindle them for all it's worth. You need to go get Bradley Beal. You lost out on DeMar DeRozan, and he's in Chicago for another 2 years after this year. You need to find a way to go get Bradley Beal immediately. So for that, our crying face emoji today will go to Jeannie Buss and Mitch Kupchak. I want to say thank you to everybody that caught the show, and I want to say a special thanks to my SAU family. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me every week. We will be back again in about 6 days. I want to say thank you so much for all the love and support that everybody's been giving me. We are continually building the movement here at Central City Radio. So until next week, you already know. Take care of yourself. Godspeed. Good night. Did you call?